You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. The conference took place in Washington, D.C. from October 25th through October 28th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
Adil Bhatt, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center and VA Pittsburgh Healthcare System. We looked at the risk of diabetes mellitus in HIV-infected and uninfected people, and this study was conducted in the Veterans Aging Cohort Study, which is an ongoing live cohort of more than 3,500 HIV-positive and more than 3,500 HIV-uninfected controls. And what we found was that the actual prevalence of diabetes in the HIV-positive people is lower than when compared to the HIV negative group. And I think the biggest drivers of these lower in prevalence and lower risk are the traditional risk factors. For example, the mean BMI in the HIV positive group was about 25. And in the HIV negative group, the mean BMI was about 28.9. So there's a 4-point difference in there. And I think that is driving that significantly. The other thing is, if you look at the use of antiretroviral therapy within the HIV positive group, that is associated with a slightly higher risk, but that risk is kind of totally mitigated by other traditional risk factors.
Could you talk a little bit about the characteristics of the patients?
So this is a veterans cohort, so about 97% of these are men because they're all veterans. The mean age at entry in the HIV positive group was 49.6 years, and in the HIV negative group was 50.8 years. About 10 to 15% of them are over 60 years old, so we have a fair representation across the age groups. And it's a very racially diverse cohort with a large number of minorities included in both HIV positive and HIV negative groups because they were controlled for that. The HCV co-infection rate was about 31% in the HIV positive group and about 15% in the HIV negative group. The mean BMI, as I already pointed out, is about 25.2 in the HIV positive and 28.9 in the HIV negative group. It's a virologically and immunologically reasonably controlled cohort in the HIV positive group. The median CD4 count in the HIV positive group was 366. And the median viral load was 3 logs.
So what was the relationship of the drug and alcohol use to diabetes risk?
So those are not very significant. Both alcohol use, so we used Audit C to look at hazardous alcohol use. So it seems that there may be some protective risk overall, but it's not very clear how alcohol plays into the whole equation. But with illicit drug use, we did not find any significant association in the HIV positive group. In the HIV negative group, there was a slight protective effect of illicit drug use. I think the odds ratio was about 0.67 in the HIV negative group, and that was significant.
What's the take-home?
The take-home is that the big driver of diabetes in HIV positive group is still the traditional risk factors, not HIV itself. HIV itself is relatively minor contribution at this point in time. As these people gain weight, when they go on antiretroviral therapy and are well suppressed, their risk of diabetes might increase after that.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2008.